ಸರ್ವೇಭ್ಯ ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ. ಅದ್ಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಕೌಮುದ್ಯಾ ಕಾರಕ ಪ್ರಕರಣೆ ಊನವಿಂಶ ಪಾಠ. ಜುಲೈ ಮಾಸಸ್ಯ ತ್ರಯೋವಿಂಶ ದಿನಾಂಕ. ಏನಾಕ್ಷರ ಸಮಾಂ ನಾಯಮಧಿಗಮ್ಯ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರ ಕೃತ್ಸಂ ವ್ಯಾಕರಣಂ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತಂ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಪಾಣಿನಯೇ ನಮಃ. ವಾಕ್ಯಕಾರಂ ವರರುಚಿಂ ಭಾಷ್ಯಕಾರಂ ಪತಂಜಲಿಂ ಪಾಣಿನಿಂ ಸೂತ್ರಕಾರಂ ಚ ಪ್ರಣತೋಸ್ಮಿ ಮುನಿತ್ರಯಂ. ಮುನಿತ್ರಯಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ತದುಕ್ತಿ ಪರಿಭಾವ್ಯ ಚ ವೈಯಾಕರಣ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಕೌಮುದೀಯಂ ವಿರಚ್ಯತೆ. ಎನಿ ವಾಲಂಟೀರ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಷ್ಟಾಧ್ಯಾಯಿ? Please read the first 20 sutras and then I will teach you the next 20. Anybody? I will teach the next 20. Ittham bhuta lakshane. Twice. Samnyonya tarasyaṁ karmani. ಹೇತೌ ಅಕರ್ತರ್ಜುನೆ ಪಂಚಮಿ. ವಿಭಾಷಾ ಗುಣೇ ಸ್ತ್ರಿಯಾಂ ಷಷ್ಠೀ ಹೇತು ಪ್ರಯೋಗೇ ಸರ್ವನಾಮ್ನ ತೃತೀಯಾ ಚ ಅಪಾದಾನೇ ಪಂಚಮೀ ಅನ್ಯಾರಾದಿತರಸ್ತೇ ದಿಕ್ಶಬ್ದಾಂಚೂತ್ತರ ಪದ ಆಜಾಹಿ ಯುಕ್ತ ಷಷ್ಠ್ಯತಸರ್ಥ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯೇನ ಏನಪಾ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಪೃಥಗ್ ವಿನಾ ನಾನಾಭಿಃ ತೃತೀಯಾನ್ಯತರಸ್ಯಾಂ ಕರಣೇ ಚ ತೋಕಾಲ್ಪ ಕೃಚ್ಛ ಕತಿಪಯಸ್ಯ ಅಸತ್ವವಚನಸ್ಯ ದೂರಾಂತಿಕಾರ್ಥೈಃ ಷಷ್ಠ್ಯನ್ಯತರಸ್ಯಾಂ ದೂರಾಂತಿಕಾರ್ಥೇಭ್ಯೋ ದ್ವಿತೀಯಾ ಚ ಸಪ್ತಮ್ಯಧಿಕರಣೆ ಚ ಯಸ್ಯ ಚ ಭಾವೇನ ಭಾವಲಕ್ಷಣಂ ಷಷ್ಠೀ ಚಾನಾದರೆ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಶ್ವರಾಧಿಪತಿ ದಾಯಾದ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿ ಪ್ರತಿಭೂ ಪ್ರಸೂತೈಶ್ಚ ಆಯುಕ್ತ ಕುಶಲಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಚಾಸೇವಾಯಾಂ ಯತಶ್ಚ ನಿರ್ಧಾರಣಂ Thank you. Please excuse me for a moment. I'll be back. चतुर्थी विभक्ति प्रकरणम् अनुवर्तयामः। तत्र कारकचतुर्थी अधीयमाना अस्ति। चतुर्थी संप्रदाने इत्यनेन संप्रदानकारकस्य चतुर्थी विभक्तिः बोध्यते। तर्हि संप्रदानं नाम किम्, अथवा केन सूत्रेण संप्रदानं विधीयते? तत्र कर्मणा यमभिप्रैति ससंप्रदानम् इति प्रथमं सूत्रं संप्रदानसंज्ञा विधायकम्। दानस्य कर्मणा यम् अभिप्रैति सः संप्रदानसंज्ञः स्यात्। यमुद्दिश्य दानं दीयते तत् संप्रदानम् इति सूत्रार्थः। वार्तिककारेण उच्यते क्रियया यम् अभिप्रैति सोऽपि संप्रदानम् इति। अकर्मकधातूनां प्रयोगे क्रियायाः उद्देश्यम्, पूर्वत्र सकर्मकप्रयोगे तु कर्मणः उद्देश्यं संप्रदानम्, अकर्मकधातूनां प्रयोगे क्रियायाः उद्देश्यं संप्रदानं भवितुमर्हति इति एकं वार्तिकम्। अपरं वार्तिकं यतधातोर्विषये छान्दसं, तत् वेदेषु कर्मणः करणसंज्ञा संप्रदानस्य च कर्मसंज्ञा। पशुना रुद्रं यजते, वस्तुतः पशुः कर्म, रुद्रः संप्रदानम्। पशुं रुद्राय ददाति इत्यर्थे नानार्थे यजधातोः प्रयोगः। तत्र कर्मणः नाम पशोः करणत्वे पशुना इति भवति तृतीया विभक्तिः, तथा संप्रदानस्य रुद्रस्य कर्मसंज्ञायां द्वितीया भवति रुद्रम्, पशुना रुद्रं यजते इति प्रयोगः। अग्रे करामः संप्रदानसंज्ञाविधायकानि अन्यानि बहूनि सूत्राणि सन्ति। कर्मसंज्ञाविधायकानि अपि बहूनि सूत्राणि आसन्, तथैव संप्रदानसंज्ञायां संप्रदानत्वविधायकान्येव बहूनि सूत्राणि सन्ति। अतः विशिष्य अवधानं दातव्यं कुत्र संप्रदानत्वं तत्प्रयुक्ता चतुर्थी विभक्तिः, कुत्र उपपदचतुर्थी विभक्तिः। यथा इदानीं नमस्तस्य स्वाहा इति यदुच्यते, नमःशब्दयोगे उपपद चतुर्थी, अर्थात् नमःशब्दयोगात् चतुर्थी। किन्तु हरये रोचते भक्तिः इत्युक्ते ऋति धातुः अस्ति, तत्र कारकत्वमस्ति हरेः संप्रदानसंज्ञा, तन्निमित्तं संप्रदाने चतुर्थी संप्रदाने इत्यनेन चतुर्थी। So it is very important to know or have a clear distinction between where chaturthi vibhakti is given directly, that is as an upapada based on the presence of another word, or where it is given through the karaka, that is you give the karaka samya, sampradana samya, and because of that we have sampradane chaturthi. So ruchyarthanam priyamanaha iti sampradana samya vidhayakam dvitiyam sutram. पदद्वयमस्ति रुच्यर्थानां प्रीयमाणः इति। कारके इत्यधिकारः, कर्मणा यमभिप्रैति ससंप्रदानम् इत्यतः संप्रदानम् इति अनुवर्तते। रुच्यर्थानां धातूनां प्रयोगे प्रीयमाणः अर्थः संप्रदानं स्यात् इति सूत्रार्थः। Why is it important? Always, I mean, see, where there is a karaka vibhakti and upapada vibhakti, the utsarga apavada changes. The karaka vibhakti will overrule upapada vibhakti. So if karaka, I mean if something is getting its vibhakti because of being a karaka vibhakti, it will overrule the other cases where, I mean, see, in all cases there is the possibility of different sutras of things. For example, I mean, most vibhaktis are given as an apavada for shashti or something. So if there is a clash between sutras, you should know where it is upapada and where it is karaka. Okay, that is the first point. And the second point is also, I mean, the vivaksha also changes slightly based on whether it is a karaka or whether it is just the presence of a word and so on. Okay. रुच्यर्थानां धातूनाम् इति प्रतीके बालमनोरमायाम् रुचदीप्ताव अभिप्रीतौ च इति धातुः. दीप्तौ रोचते इत्यस्य शोभते अथवा कान्तिः अस्ति इत्यपि अर्थः अस्ति. दीप्तौ अभिप्रीतौ च, सो इट्स् आल्सो इन् द सेन्स् आफ् लैकिङ्ग्. दीप्तिः इह न रुच्यर्थः, प्रीयमाणः इति विरोधात्. रुच्यर्थः इत्युक्ते कः इति प्रश्नः, दीप्तिर्वा अभिप्रीतिर्वा इति प्रश्नः. तत्र उच्यते दीप्तिः भवितुं नार्हति. हियर् इन् दिस् काण्टेक्स्ट् दीप्ति इति शैनिङ्ग् आर् बर्निङ्ग् केन् नाट् बी द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् रुचि हियर्. रुच्यर्थः दीप्तिः भवितुं नार्हति. किमर्थं? प्रीयमाणः इत्यस्ति. Somebody is being pleased. So that can happen only if the meaning of the ruchi dhatu is taken as abhipriti, that is to please somebody. So only then can somebody be pleased. Priyamanaha iti prayogaha sarthakaha. Deeptyarthetu priyamanaha ityasya sarthakyam vaktum ashakyam. Ataha deeptihi iha na ruchyarthaha priyamanaha iti virodhat. Tathacha प्रीतिजननार्थानाम् इत्यर्थः. रुच्यर्थानाम् इत्यस्य कोऽर्थः प्रीतिजननार्थानां, दोस् विच् क्रियेट् प्लेजर् आर् दोस् विच् प्लीज् सम्बडी. सो धातुस् विच् मीन् दोस्. सो प्रीयमाणः इत्यत्र सममायेन प्रीत्याश्रयः. सो इन् हूम् दट् हेपिनेस् आर् प्लेजर् इस् प्रेसेण्ट् is it is a guna. So gunamuninoha samavayaha is present in samavaya is called priyamanaha. So when there is usage of dhatus which mean to please, or somebody is being pleased, so the person who is pleased, in whom that pleasure or priti is there, is called priyamanaha, and that will get the sampradana samya. Haraye rochate bhaktihi iti udaharanam dattam. Hari is pleased by devotion. Actually the meaning is devotion pleases Hari. Deva artha. I am kartari prayogaha. Haraye rochate bhaktihi. Iti. Bhaktihi svavishayam pritim harau janayati ityarthaha. So devotion creates a liking for itself in Hari. It's important to know this Shabda Bodha, because they treat bhakti as the kartri. Bhakti itself is the subject here. Bhakti, devotion, is creating that happiness or liking in Hari. Okay? So, bhakti hi svavishayam pritim harau janayati ityarthaha. Bhakti gata vyapara prayojya prityashayatvat hareh karmatvam praptam tad apavadaha ayam. So, this is apavada to karma. So this is also one case why this has to be a karaka and cannot be just an upapada vibhakti. If it is an upapada vibhakti, karma karaka will overrule upapada. So it has to be a karaka, because you need to overrule the other karaka, which is karma karaka. So why is this? Hari is actually the karma. Why? Bhakti gata vyapara. There is a vyapara in bhakti. Bhakti is the karta here. So, kartrashayam vyapara. Tat prayojya. What is the result or the phala of that vyapara? It is priti. So, prayojya prityashrayatvat. So, priti is the phala. Phalashraya karma bhavati. So, prityashrayatvat harehe karmatvam praptam. Hari is actually the karma. Tad apavadaha ayam. So, as an apavada to karma, we have sampradana. So instead of karma, there is sampradana samnya. Because of sampradana, there is chaturthi. Bhaktihi svavishayam pritim harau janayati ityasaha. So he differentiates what is actually ruchi. Ruchi is liking or desire for something. Anya kartrukaha abhilashaha ruchihi. So where that abhilasha or the desire or liking is generated by something else. For example, here, Hari is the one who likes. But the desire in Hari is generated by devotion. Devotion makes Hari to like itself. So, anya kartrakaha abhilashaha ruchihi. When you are saying abhilashati, Harihi bhaktim abhilashati, it means Hari himself wants devotion. Whereas, when you say haraye rochate bhaktihi, the vivaksha is that bhakti makes Hari like it, like devotion. So anyakartra kaha abhilashaha ruchihi iti. So vyakhyanam. So bhakti tadabhavadaha ayam. Nanu evam sati. So if this is the case, Harihi bhaktim abhilashati ityatrapi. So even in such a prayoga, bhakte hai priti vishayatvat. Since again here bhakti is being like, so atrapi priti vishayatva sampradanatvam syat ityada aha anyakartrakaha abhilashaha ruchihi. When you are saying harihi bhaktim abhilashati, hari is the karta, right? Abhilashati ityatra harihi karta. So swakartrakaha abhilashaha ruchihina anyakartrakaha abhilashaha. Anyakartrakaha abhilashaha ruchihi iti. Samamayena prityashraya pekshaya yadanyate. So there is that liking is there in something. Okay. So something else other than that. Yes, anyate. Samamayena prityashraya pekshaya yadanyate. Tatkartraka abhilashaha ruchadhatpartha. Prityashraya kartrakaha kinchit vishayakaha ichha visheshaha abhilashaha. Whereas abhilasha or desire is prityashraya kartrakaha. So the karta there is the person in whom that priti desire exists. Kinchid vishayakaha, and the vishaya for that is something else. So bhakti vishayaka pritiman harihi. So there hari is the karta and he is the ashraya for priti. Whereas haraye rosate bhaktihi, bhakti is the kartri and hari is the prityashraya. Prityashraya kartrakaha, kinchid vishayakaha, ichha visheshaha, abhilashaha. Tathasa, abhilashatehe, ruchyartha katva bhavat. Therefore, abhilashati is not the same as ruchi. So it is not ruchyartha. Ruchyartha katva bhavat, na tadyoge sampradanatvam. Ataha, sasya dhatoho prayoge, prityashrayasya sampradana samyana bhavati, karmatvameva bhavati, harihi bhaktim, sampradana. Prityashayasyapi na bhakti vishayakatvam bhaktehe ityatamatva tasya karma samya bhavati. So atra haraye rochate bhaktihi anyakartrakaha abhilashaha ruchihi harinishtha pritehe bhaktihi kartri. So pritihi harau asti bhaktihi to kartri. Harinishtha pritehe bhaktihi kartri. Nanu iha bhaktehe sampradanatvam kuto nasyat vishayata sam bandhena bhaktehe api prityashrayatvat ityata aha. So now there is another question which he raises. Haraye rochate bhaktihi ityasti ruchyarthakatvamasti priyamanaha ityasti arthat prityashrayatvam, that which is the adhara for priti. But now priti requires two things. So there is somebody who is liking and there is somebody who, something which is being liked, right? So vishayaha asti, pritihi pritiyashrayaha api asti. So there is the person in whom the liking is there, and there is also the person or thing towards whom the liking is there. So now that is also pritiyashraya. Pritiyashrayaha ityukte yasmin pritihi asti sofi pritiyashrayaha yad vishaye pritihi asti tadapi pritiyashrayaha. So that is also an ashraya for priti. So, ataha bhaktehe api sampradanatvam syat iti apattihi. So, nanu iha bhaktehe sampradanatvam kuto na syat. Why should not there be sampradanatva for bhakti? Vishayata sambandhena. Since bhakti is the priti vishaya. So, vishayata sambandhena. Bhaktehe api prityashrayatvat. So, bhakti is also prityashraya. So, why don't we have sampradana for bhakti? Yataha harinishtha pritehe bhaktihi kartri. So bhakti is the kartri here and hari is the priyamana. So what is being told in priyamana? Harehe eva samamaya sambandhena prityashrayataya. So that is why he said samamayena prityashrayaha. Bhaktihi tu vishayataya, vishayata sambandhena prityashrayaha. It is the vishaya. Whereas we take samavaya sambandhena prityashraya. Samavaya is an unbreakable sambandha between many things. In this case, it is guna and guni. So, priti is a guna which exists in hari. So, harereva samavaya sambandhena prityashrayataya priyamanatvat Bhakteh Kartriya, since Bhakti is the Kartri, Uktaritya Priyamanatva Bhavad, since it is not Priyamana, that is, there is no Samamaya Sambandha in between Priti and Bhakti. Priyamanatva Bhavad, Na Sampradanatvam, Iti Bhavaha. So now, this is an industry cap. Ruchi Abhilashayohu Bhedaha, Prityashraya Kartrakaha, Kinchit Vishayakaha, Ichha Visheshaha, Abhilashaha. So in case of Abhilashati, there is Prityashraya and that itself is the Karta. So there is some Vishaya for Priti. So Karta Eva Prityashrayaha Api. Balaha Khandasharkaram Abhilashati. Balaha Eva Prityashrayaha, Balaha Eva Karta. Khanda Sharkara Vishayakaha, Vishayaka, Vishayaki, Pritihi, Bale, Vartate, Balasyaiva Tatta Kartratvam. Right? Prityashaya Pekshaya Yad Anyat, Tatkartraka Abhilashaha Ruchihi. Whereas in Ruchi, the Karta is different and the Prityashaya is different. So, Kartra Bhinnaha, Prityashayashcha Bhinnaha. Balaya Khanda Sharkara Rochate. So, you can so say both. But the vivaksha is different. The meaning behind it is different. Balaya khanda sharkara rochate. In this case, khanda sharkara is the karti. It itself is making the child to like it. The child is not liking it. So, it is so attractive that it makes the boy or the child to like it. Right? So, there is a vivaksha bheda. Priyamana kim. Ruchyarthanam. Priyamana ityuchyate. Kimartham. Devadattaya rochate modakha pathi. So, yadyat karakamasti dasya sarvasya nabhavati. Devadattaya rochate modakha pathi ityasti. Pathi, marge, so marge gamana samaye tasmai modakha rochate ityasti. Pathi, pathaha priyamanatvam nasti. It is not the one which is prityashraya and therefore there is no sampradana. Modakha pathi iti. Atra patha priyamanatva bhava na sampradanatvam iti bhava. So now it says ruchyarthanam dhatunam. So anyesham api dhatunam prayoga e ruchyarthakaha svadate iti dhatuha asti ruchyarthakaha. It means the same as this. So yajnadattaya svadate apupaha prochate ityeva arthaha. Which are the other dhatus? I tried to find out, but I could not. I mean, all the vrittis which I consulted give only these two. Right? I mean, including the kashika, everywhere there is rochate and svadate. So, you have to find out if there are other dhatus which we can apply this to. Okay? So, if you come across, yes, Sir Ravichandanji. But ruchidhatu is not satisfied. Prinati is, yes, it is where tarpanam, pre-tarpane, so that is satisfaction. Prochate is not that. Abhipriti, that is liking or desire is this. So that is why. Then they also take why prinati does not get this sampradana samya. That is also an issue where they take pre-tarpane. So, tatra karmatvam eva bhavati, sampradanatvam na bhavati. So, that is, in case of prinati, it is not ruchyarthakatva. That is the distinction that they are making. Prinate hai ruchyarthakatvam nasi, tatra sampradanatvam api na bhavati. Udaharanatvam, bhakti hi harim prinati ityeva. So, it will satisfy hari. Tasmin arthe, hare hai karmatvam eva bhavati, harim prinati ityeva. There is a difference, that is what. That is the difference where it is satisfying. Ruchyarthakatvam na. So, since, I mean, why they say is because there is Priyamanaha. They use that thing, I mean, I don't remember what are the exact argument that he uses. Is it given in the Sutta Bodhini? No. Yes. Yes. Yes, that is in Natvartas it is always there. So it's usually by prayoga where you have to know. Okay. But there is a difference again. These two are different. Again, what is that? Bhaktihi Devadattam Prinati or Bhaktihi Harim Prinati. That is also different. There it is opposite. Harihi Bhakti Mahilashati, Bhaktihi Harim Prinati. So there is a difference between Karta and Karma there. It is opposite. And this again is different. So all three are, the Vivaksha is different. That is why there is a difference in the Shabda Prayoga also. So, what is the exact argument? I can look it up and tell you if there is something which is not clear in that. I read that, but I did not go to it because he does not take up the issue at all. Bhattoji Rikshita. So, the next sutra, again, Sampradana Samya. Shlaha Nu Tha Shapam Nityamanaha. Chattvara dhatavaha santi, shlaha, nu, tha, shapam, yitsyamanaha iti prithakpadam, karake ityadhikaraha, karmana yamaprakriti sa sampradanam ityataha, sampradanam iti anuvartate, esham prayoge bodhaitum ishtaha sampradanam syat. Etesham dhatunam prayoge, shlaha, nu, bodhaidum ishtaha nipsyamanaha ityasyatha priyamanaha tatha nipsyamanaha nyapayitum ichha nipsa. So nipsa is a desire to make somebody know. Okay. So when these dhatus are used with an intent to convey something else rather than the direct sense. If you look at the examples, you will know that these are all prayogas where something else is intended rather than the direct meaning what we get from the vakya. Okay, so when there is a hidden intent, so nityamanaha, so the person to whom it is targeted, that is who is intended to know, whom the subject is trying to make somebody know something, so that person will get nityamanaha bodhayitum ishtaha, that is he to whom it is being tried to convey something, so that person will get sampradana samya. So this will become clear when we look at the examples. So shlagha iti shlagha kathane. So shlaghate or kathate is to praise oneself. Atma shlagha. So shlagha is always towards. Kathane is to praise oneself. Nu apanayane. Nute is to hide or send away, apanayana is to drive away somebody else, to keep somebody out of sight. Shtha gati nivrittav, tishthati is to stand, that is to not go, to stay. Shapa upalambhe, shapate is to scold or to use or to condemn somebody is shapate. So, when these four dhatus are used, esham dvandvaha, shapam ityanantaram prayoge ityadhyaharyam. So, esham dhatunam prayoge, shlagha nu sa shapam prayoge. Shlaghadinam tutyadina bodhanam arthaha, jeepsyamanaha iti lingat. Since it says jeepsyamanaha, so we say tutyadina bodhanam. So, by atmastuti or other things, something is being intended to convey. Sutyarina bodhana matthaha, nityamanaha iti lingat. Jnapanamasinaha jnapehe sannantat karmani ishanach. So there is jnapa dhatu for saying jnapana. So on that we have sun to have that nitya. On that we have karmani ishanach. So the one who is being desired to know, that is, nyatumicha nipsya, nyapaitumicha, desire to make somebody know is nipsya. So the one who is the karma there will get shana, sampradana by this. So ఉదాహరణాన్ని పశ్యామః. గోపీ స్మరాత్ కృష్ణాయ శ్లాఘతే. గోపీ శ్లాఘతే, ద గోపీ విచ్ ఇస్ ద మేడ్, శ్లాఘతే, షీ ప్రేసెస్ హర్సెల్ఫ్. స్మరాత్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మన్మథ, దట్ ఇస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ లవ్. కృష్ణాయ, కృష్ణాయ ఇత్యత్ర సంప్రదాన సమ్య అస్తి. కహ అర్థః వాక్యస్య, మన్మథ పీడావశాత్ గోపీ ఆత్మస్థుత్యా విరహవేదనాం కృష్ణం బోధయతి. సో దేర్ ఇస్ ద ఇంటెంట్ హియర్ ఇస్ నాట్ టు ప్రేజ్ హర్ సెల్ఫ్, ద ఇంటెంట్ హియర్ ఇస్ టు కన్వే హర్ విరహవేదన టు కృష్ణ. విరహవేదానాం, విరహవేదనాం కృష్ణం బోధయతి. అత్ర బోధయ బోధయితుం ఇష్టః అర్థః విరహవేదన. షీ వాంట్స్ టు కన్వే దట్ షీ ఈస్ సఫరింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద పైన్ ఆఫ్ సెపరేషన్, దట్ బట్ షీ కెనాట్ డూ ఇట్ డైరెక్ట్లీ, ఐ మీన్ షీ కెనాట్ డైరెక్ట్లీ టెల్ ఇట్. సో షీ ఈస్ యూజింగ్ అనదర్ రూట్ యాజ్ praising herself. That is, she hopes that that will attract his attention and make him come to her. So, manmatha peeda vashat smarat, jaisa manmatha peeda vashat gopi atmastutya. Here, she is not praising Krishna. Okay? The praise is of herself. Atma shlaghate is kathana. That is, to praise oneself is kathana. So, atmastutya virahavedanam krishnam bodhayati. She tries to make Krishna know her virahavedana. సో గీచ్యమానః కః కృష్ణః, అతః కృష్ణస్య సంప్రదానత్వం తత్ప్రయుక్తా చతుర్థీ విభక్తిః. గోపీ స్మరాత్ కృష్ణాయ శ్లాఘతే. గోపీ స్మరాత్ కృష్ణాయ స్మృతే, తత్ర ఏకమేవ ఉదాహరణం అస్తి. గోపీ స్మరాత్ కృష్ణాయ శ్లాఘతే స్మృతే తిష్టతే శపతేవ. సో ది సేమ్ కాంటెక్స్ట్. సో స్మరాత్ కృష్ణాయ స్మృతే అర్థః సపత్న్యపనయనేన హృతే ను అపనయనే ఇది ధాతు. టు ప్రివెంట్ ఆర్ టు కీప్ సంథింగ్ ఆర్ సంబడి అవుట్ ఆఫ్ సైట్ ఇస్ అపనయన. సో సపత్న్యపనయనేన షీ డ్రైవ్స్ అవే ఆల్ హర్ సపత్ని, ద అదర్ గోపీస్. స్వాశయం కృష్ణం బోధయతి అండ్ షీ ట్రైస్ టు మేక్ హర్ డిజైర్, మేక్ కృష్ణ నో హర్ డిజైర్. స్మరాత్ కృష్ణాయ స్మృతే. గోపీ స్మరాత్ కృష్ణాయ తిష్టతే. సో గంతవ్యం ఇత్యుక్తే సి, షీ సేస్ ఓకే ఐ విల్ గో, ఐ నీడ్ టు గో. తథాపి స్థిత్యా బట్ స్టిల్ షీ స్టేస్. స్వాశయం కృష్ణం బోధయసి. సో షీ ఈస్ ట్రైయింగ్ టు అగైన్ మేక్ కృష్ణ నో హర్ డిజైర్. సో తిష్టతే, యు కెన్ సీ దిస్ ఇస్ ఆత్మనేపది బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ప్రకాశన స్థేయాఖ్యయోశ్చ ఇత్యస్తి. సో స్థేయాఖ్య వేర్ దట్ ఇస్ ప్రకాశనా, సారీ, వేర్ దేర్ ఇస్ ద డిసైర్ టు మేక్ సంథింగ్ నో, రైట్. సో బోధన ఇత్యర్థే ఆత్మనేపదం విహితం. సో ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ స్టాండింగ్, ఆత్మనేపద ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇండికేట్స్ దట్ షీఈస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ స్టాండింగ్ బట్ స్టాండింగ్ విత్ అ డిజైర్ టు కమ్యూనికేట్ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్. సో ప్రకాశనే తత్ర ఆత్మనేపదం. గోపీ స్మరాత్ కృష్ణాయ శపతే. సో ఉపాలంభేన, ఉపాలంభ ఇట్ ఇస్ కోల్డ్ హర్ సెల్ఫ్. షీ సేస్ ఓకే ఐఎమ్ వెరీ అన్ఫార్చునేట్ ఆర్ వాట్ ఎవర్. So, scold herself to make Krishna understand her desire or feeling. Upalambhena swashayam Krishnam bodhayati. So, in all these cases, kinchit bodhayitum kinchit ishtam. So, there is something which is being conveyed and the person to whom it is intended to be conveyed, that is Krishna, will get sampradana and chaturthi bhakti. Gopi smarat krishnaya shlaghate smute tishthate shapateva. నీచ్యమానః కిం. సో దిస్ ఇస్ అగైన్ నీచ్యమానస్యైవ భవతి దేవదత్తాయ శ్లాఘతే పథి. సో పథి, పథ పథిన్ శబ్దస్య సంప్రదానత్వం నాస్తి, అధికరణత్వమేవ. దేవదత్తాయ, సో దేవదత్తః బోధయితుం ఇష్టః, అతః తస్య సంప్రదానత్వం చతుర్థీ విభక్తిశ్చ భవతి. ధారే ఋత్తమరణః ఇతి అగ్రిమం సూత్రం. పదద్వయం ధా. ఎనీ క్వశ్చన్ ఫర్ ది ప్రీవియస్ వన్? ఓకే. సో పదద్వయం ధారే ఉత్తమరణః, సకారకాధికారః సంప్రదానం ఇది అనువర్తతే ధారయతే ప్రయోగే ఉత్తమరణ ఉక్త సమ్యః నామ సంప్రదాన సమ్యః స్యాత్. సో ధారయతి ఇతి ధాతుః ధృ అవస్థానే ధాతుః నిదంత ప్రయోగః. సో తస్య ప్రయోగే ఉత్తమరణః కోర్థః పశ్యామః ధారేరుత్తమన్నః. ధారేః ఇత్యనంతరం ప్రయోగే ఇత్యర్థాహార్యం. ధారయతేః ప్రయోగే అతయవ సూత్రార్థే ప్రయోగే ఇత్యుచ్యతే. ధృ అవస్థానే ఇతి ధాతుః తస్య హేతుమణ్యంతః ధారి ఇతి. సో దట్ ఇస్ ప్రేరణార్థక నిజంత. ధారేః ఇతి నిర్దేశః తదాః ధారయతేః ఇత్యాదిన. సో కః ఉత్తమరణః ఋణం ఉత్తమ ఋణ ఇత్యస్తి. సో అన్యస్వామికం ద్రవ్యం నియతకాలే పునరర్పణ బుద్ధ్యా గృహీతం ఋణం ఇత్యుచ్యతే. వాట్ ఇస్ ఋణ? ఋణ ఇస్ లోన్, టేకింగ్ లోన్ ఆఫ్ సంథింగ్. అన్యస్వామికం ద్రవ్యం, సో ద ద్రవ్య విచ్ ఇస్ మనీ ఆర్ ఎనీ అదర్ థింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ టేకన్, అన్యస్వామికం విచ్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు సంబడీ ఎల్స్. నియతకాలే పునరర్పణ బుద్ధ్యా, సో విత్ ద డిసైర్ ఇంటెంట్ టు గివ్ ఇట్ బ్యాక్ ఆర్ రిటర్న్ ఇట్ ఇస్ విద్ ఇన్ అ స్టిప్యులేటెడ్ టైమ్. నియతకాలే పునరర్పణ బుద్ధ్యా గృహీతం, సో దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ టేకన్ ఋణం ఇత్యుచ్యతే. దట్ ఇస్ ఋణ. So loan is something you take from somebody, you take something which is belonging to somebody with the intent of returning it within a definite time. Tatra ranasya grahita adhamaranaha ranasya arpaita dhanaswami uttamaranaha. So wherever there is this borrowing something, the one who takes the loan or borrows is called adhamarana, and the one who gives the loan is uttamarana. Okay. కిమర్థం ఉత్తమర్ణః ఇత్యస్య కః అర్థః? ఉత్తమర్ణః అధమర్ణః. సో దట్ ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ బికాస్ ద వన్ హూ గివ్స్ లోన్ ఇస్ ఉత్తమ అండ్ దట్ ఇస్ అధమ. సో దట్ ఇస్ వై హి గివ్స్ దట్. ప్రతిమాసం అశీతి భాగాది వృద్ధ్యా ఉత్తమం నామ అధికతాం ప్రాప్తం ఋణం యస్య. సో వెన్ యూ గివ్ సంథింగ్ for interest, so the amount increases. Uttamam nama adhikatam praptam rinam. So the he whose loan will increase, that is his money will increase because he has given it on loan, because ashiti bhagadi, whatever is the interest. So here he takes 80th portion, that might have been the interest rate in those times, but now whatever is the interest rate, so his the one who gives, who lends, his dravya is actually increasing. That is why he is called uttamarnaha. Pratimasam ashiti bhagadi vidhya uttamam nama adhikatam praptam rinam yasya saha uttamarnaha evam adhamarnaha. His actual wealth is decreasing because he has to pay the interest. So that is how we have uttamarna and adhamarna. Now, dharayatehe prayoge uttamarnaha sampradanasamyaha syat. So dharayati here in this context is used in the sense of owing something. That is, he has taken in loan and he owes something. Okay. So now the example which he gives is very interesting. I mean, there could be a commonplace example where you say, Devadattaha yagyadattaya shatam dharayati. Okay. That is one common example. Devadatta owes 100 rupees or varahas to yagyadatta. So Devadatta owes Yajnadatta 100, tatra uttamarnaha. Devadatta has taken the loan from Yajnadatta. So Yajnadattaya dharayati. He owes 100 rupees to Yajnadatta. So uttamarnasya sampradanam. That is a commonplace example of this application of this sutra. So the example which Dikshita gives is different. Bhaktaya dharayati moksham harihi. Harihi bhaktaya moksham dharayati. Very interesting example. So bhaktaya iti. Bhakta sambandhi yo mokshaha aparimita nitya sukha visheshaha tam dharayati. Hari owes moksha, salvation to the bhakta. That is the vivaksha. So kaha arthaha dharate mokshaha nama avatishthate ityarthaha tam prerayati dharayati avasthapayati. That is, he is not given it, he is keeping it with himself. That is to owe. That is the sense of dharayati. Pujayan hi bhaktaha tulasi danadi dravyam prayachyati. So, during worship, the devotee offers something to Hari, whether it is the tulasi, which is the simple patra, or anything. Udayan hi bhaktaha tulasi daladi dravyam prayachati tacha grinham tushtaha harihi. So Hari, who is being pleased by that, tatpratta dravyam mokshadanena nishkrinati. So Hari considers himself in debt because he has partaken whatever is offered by the bhakta, and he considers that his debt can be repaid through moksha or by granting moksha. Tatcha grinham tushto harihi tatpratta dravyam mokshadanena nishkrinati. So he clears the debt by giving moksha. So that is why he says moksham dharayati. So here whatever Hari has taken is treated as Daruna. So Hari is the Adhamarana and Bhakta is the Uttamarana. So Hari now owes to give him back, to pay him back in the form of moksha. Mokshaya moksha bhaktaya moksham dharayati. Tadahuhu pauranikaha. So there is, it is said in the Purana, soyam va patram va yadva kinchit samarpitam bhaktya. So whether it is just a few drops of water or patra, like a tulasi patra, yadva kinchit samarpitam bhaktya, any small thing which is given with devotion, tadrinam matva devaha, the Lord treats it as rina, nishreyasameva nishreyam manute, and he thinks the only way to get out of that debt is by granting nishreyasa, that is moksha. Tathachatra bhaktasya rinadatritvena uttamaranatvat. So he is Uttamarna because his patra or something is getting magnified to moksha. It is becoming Uttama. Uttamaranatvat sampradanatvam. So there is sampradana and therefore there is chaturthi. Sambandha shashti apavadaha. Sheshe shashti ityasya apavadasvena sampradana samya tatrayukta chaturthi vibhakti. Any questions? Uttamarnaha kim devadattaya shatam dharayati grame. So devadattaya dharayati grame. Gramasya adhikaranatvam natu sampradanatvam kimasam yaha uttamarnaha tasyaiva bhavati. Any questions? Nich, nijanta can be both. Nijanta itinena. So there is Nikalpa Asmaneva. Usually the Prerenasaka Nijantas are all Ubhayapadi. And I mean, there are certain specific rules. But mostly, Prerenasaka Dhatus will be, Prerenasaka Nijantas are mostly Ubhayapadi. So it can be either Asmanepadi or Parasmanepadi. So do you have this in the Kaumudi itself? As a, the, it is an Ubhayapadi, so there is no. Any questions? So we'll stop here and we'll continue in the next class. Enakshara samam nayamadhigamya maheshwara asusram vyakaranam proktam tasmai paninaye namaha. Munitrayam namaskritya tadukti parivhavya cha vaiyakarana siddhanta kaumudiyam virachyate.